The Christmas Detective. Once upon a time, there was a small town called Christmas. Because the town was so small, it only had a tiny police department. And because the police department was so tiny, it only had one detective. His name was Mike. Mike didn't have a lot of work to do because there wasn't a lot of crime in Christmas. But from time to time, things went missing. And when they did, Mike would try and find them. He was almost always successful. One year, just before Christmas, December 25th that is, Mike was sitting near his desk when he got a call. It was old man Hooper who ran the drugstore. It seems that a whole big box of OxyContin had gone missing from the store. That seemed very strange to the druggist. Old man Hooper could not imagine where it might have gone, but he knew Mike was good at finding stuff, and so he called and asked for help. Mike was puzzled. Pets went missing, keys went missing, single socks went missing, but a big box of powerful narcotics? It was really most unusual. But Mike was not one to shirk a challenge or ignore a plea for assistance, and so he put on his thinking cap and set about solving the mystery. The first place Mike looked was under Old Man Hooper's bed. In the past, Mike had often found misplaced items under someone's bed, but he had no luck this time. There were a lot of dust bunnies, but no box of OxyContin. The next place Mike looked was in the basement under the stairs. There was a lot of junk down there, old skates, pickle jars, and some other things, but no OxyContin. After that, Mike looked in Mrs. Penrose's dog Albert's house. Albert had the bad habit of running off of people's slippers and then hiding them in his little house. The Christmas detective thought, if slippers, why not OxyContin? But all he found was a lot of moist footwear. Mike was starting to get discouraged. Usually when he had been on a case this long, he had at least some kind of lead. But he had nothing. It was Christmas Eve, and Mike was no closer to solving the mystery. He really didn't want to work on Christmas Day, but he thought it might not be a very nice holiday for Old Man Hooper without any OxyContin. He just couldn't give up. Then suddenly Mike had an idea. He called his friend Gary, who used to be a biker, but was now a volunteer fireman and a pretty decent guy. Gary came right over to Old Man Hooper's. The two men went into the kitchen and pulled out Old Man Hooper's stove. There, right behind it, was the box of OxyContin. The Christmas detective had solved another case, and everyone had a very merry Christmas, especially Old Man Hooper.